Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We got a lot to do today. It's a Friday. Crank open those phones. You can call us. We'll open phone Friday to start the hour, ladies and gentlemen, right here. Where do you come from anyway,
Aaron?
That's
a nice shirt there, Scott.
You like that, huh?
Should be watching on online there.
You can watch on Facebook and Getter and Twitter and...
I just wore off my name in case they find me in the street someplace and zap where I'm going for Zap Motor Days today. So
Zap Motor Days, you lucky guy.
I'm zipping to Zap today.
Zipping to Zap, and we are coming to you live and direct from the greatest country on the face of the earth, the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, with that eagle flies, stars and stripes. Stand for the greatest country on the face of the earth. You were born on third base when you were born right here in the United States of America. How about that?
There you go.
Welcome to the program. A couple of topics I want to tackle, but as always on Friday, anything you want to call about, 258-0550, text about, 701-237-1590, email about, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. So get your questions or comments ready for him. And a couple things I'm tackling today because it's the Vikings opener. We have Team Spirit Day today, Todd. So that's
why I noticed. I'm Team K-Fire. I mean, that's the closest thing I've got is Team K-Fire there.
So everybody's wearing jerseys and their favorite team, and of course it's a bunch of, you know, Green Bay Packer goofballs.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. It's more Vikings fans, though, than Packer fans, so that's a good sign. But, yeah, it's kind of the thing. So I bucked the trend, and I wore a vintage, game-worn 1987 National Championship UND hockey jersey when they were they were the Fighting Sioux, and they had the logo from the Blackhawks then, similar to the Blackhawks. The Wirtz family had graciously given UND permission to use this beautiful logo.
Oh, but we ignore that conveniently years later.
Yeah, exactly right. Don't get me going on that, by God.
I know, right? Show. Yeah. We only have 2 hours today, so don't
put a quarter
time
in me and then we'll go. But anyway, let's tackle a couple of topics here, okay? First of all, I am shocked to my core about a drag show being described by its organizers as family friendly.
You know, when I was a kid, drag shows, you had two cars, one in each lane, and you went like a quarter mile.
No, this is dressing and drag. this is dressing and drag. Yeah. Very, 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 very different than the drag show you're talking about, or drag racing or whatever.
I miss that.
But the organizers call this family-friendly drag show. And, you know, I guess you can say black is white and, you know, blue is yellow. And, you know, you can...
I think we need to make you watch The Birdcage for a couple of days. And then...
There are no rules, right? Listen to the story on this. First topic to tackle here today. Okay. And I do have a little lighter-hearted one as well. But these are mine, and yours are welcome on anything. So don't feel like you can't call about the Queen or King Charles now or whatever. It's totally up to you. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. These are just a couple I want to tackle. So I'm reading a story here. All ages are invited to attend a family-friendly drag show this weekend. Kyle Anderson, co-owner of Scarlet Vision Productions and director of the Oh My Gourd, It's Fall drag show, being hosted at the Fargo Elks Lodge parking lot.
Because that's what the Elks elders envision their place to be used for, right?
That's my first question, Todd. You've hit on it. Is this the place where you want to host this kind of event?
And he dresses as a moose and just identifies an elk?
You'll have to talk to the organizers about that. Sorry, I can't help you there. The organizer says, I've been producing for 5 years at the Elks Lodge. We've had a show there every month for 5 years. Once again, paging the leadership of the Fargo Elks Lodge. This is something you're okay with, huh? A family-friendly good time. Everyone is going to be very appropriate. All the songs are appropriate and approved by me. Another little issue I'm having trouble with. I can't get through a paragraph here without finding issues. Appropriate and family-friendly in the same terms as drag show. Yeah. Todd, are you trying to make this more difficult for me to... Oh, my gosh. So, they go on to say in the story, the Oh My Gord is Fall show is the second event Anderson has produced that is for all ages. So they do this drag show regularly.
Okay. I don't think they mean 58-year-olds like us, but...
And this family-friendly one is sort of new. Okay, so what's that all about? The organizer, this guy's name is Kyle Anderson, says he believes the event will create a safe space for kids seeking other outlets in their life. Okay, all right. Boy George, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're missing the connection here from Todd. I'm trying to be serious about
this.
You know
that was a good one. You know,
I'm trying to be serious about this, okay? Because it seriously disgusts me to the core. I can't even believe it.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Then don't go.
I'm not going to go. No, I'm not
going
to go.
I didn't
think you were. No, but
I'll give you a buck if you go in that jersey.
I'm worried about kids being in an event like this. So again, the organizer says this is a safe space for kids seeking other outlets in their life. What does that mean? Other outlets in their life. Define that for me. Next quote. It's more so to create a safe space for young kids who don't have that, said Anderson. I grew up in Bagley, Minnesota, not liking hunting or fishing or sports. So I didn't have an outlet. Now we are about to provide an outlet, a platform for these kids that need a safe space to be themselves. Be themselves. What exactly does it mean for a child who, by the way, is invited five and under for free? Five and under for free.
They didn't realize they couldn't be themselves anywhere. Yeah.
Let me call this what it is, grooming.
Right.
This is grooming. That's wrong. It should be illegal, if you ask me. When you have adults indoctrinating kids that, hey, this is okay, at an age that's completely inappropriate to be making decisions like that. This is disgusting. It's ridiculous. Won't surprise most people it's happening in Fargo, but it's disgusting. Look, grown adults, do what you do. I realize this drag show, you know, drag queen thing is far from new and it's whatever. But, you know, adults, be adults. Do it. When you involve kids, that should be criminal. If it isn't criminal, it ought to be criminal.
See, that's my problem with the whole thing anyway. If it's just a place to gather and feel free and not feel like you're going to get, you know, reprimanded for dressing the way you want to dress, hey, fine. But you're right. It becomes a grooming opportunity, and that starts to cross lines.
So here's the question, friends. Is this grooming? Am I being too harsh by calling it disgusting? Am I being too harsh by suggesting there ought to be a criminal penalty for doing this to a child? You tell me. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550.
What were you attracted to at five? I was attracted to toys.
and by the way,
I was attracted to people.
I fished with my grandpa a little bit.
There you go.
And spent some time at the lake, but we weren't the hunting type either. I didn't grow up hunting, just didn't.
No, I didn't either.
Grew up in mid-Minnesota, and you just, you know, some people did, but some people didn't, and whatever. I found things to do.
Right.
You know, I mean, this idea that, well, they need to find themselves. Well, there's all kinds of things kids can do outside of hunting and fishing. All kinds of things. Many of them like, you know, games on their phones, which I'm not exactly a big fan of either. Chris and Dickinson, am I being too harsh here?
You're not being too harsh. My concern isn't for the kids. My concern is the adults that are worried about kids, gender identity, sexual orientation, and all that. What adult in the right frame of mind outside of that kid's parent is thinking about that? That's the troubling sign. That's what we need to work on. Kids, yeah. Let them make their own decisions, but don't try to influence it. Don't worry about it. Don't concern yourself with it. It's not your problem, not your issue. You don't need to groom them or prepare them. Let them explore themselves. Let the child identify themselves. But the adults that are worried about it, the teachers, the event organizers, whatever, there's the problem. It's not the children. I agree with you being concerned about the children. I'm more concerned about the adults and their thinking that they think that this is appropriate.
Yeah, you made a good point. That's a parent's job. It isn't somebody else's job to say, well, you know, I didn't like to hunt or fish, so I needed an outlet, and the drag show is my outlet as a teenager. Wow. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with Indie Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years, and I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at indieestateservices.com. indieestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Freedom Matters USA Studios. Freedom Matters USA, of course, bringing the one and only Candace Owens to Bismarck, North Dakota. We're days away now, friends. Days away from this. That's going to be great or what? Candace Owens, Bismarck Events Center. Just before the show, I found out that there are tickets still remaining. So that's good news. Don't think, I'll just wait and get them the day of. You better.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that. I got to be at a wedding in Montana.
Oh, my gosh, you're going to miss Candace Owens. They should move the wedding to
I tried to get them to move their wedding, but they already had the invites out and stuff. So.
Anyway, it's going to be great fun. Freedom Matters USA has all the details, and there are VIP opportunities there. Tickets start at $20 each, so go to freedommattersusa.com. I'm hoping we see patriots from all over our great state come to North Dakota, pack a car, just get a bunch of people there, spread the word. This will be a great energy boost for the conservative cause. So Bismarck Event Center, bring your friends, bring your family, find out more. But freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. Telephone number 701-258-0550, tackle topic one, grooming. Disgusting all-age drag show, Fargo, North Dakota, this weekend. What do you think of that? Should that be legal is my big question. Is there a law against that? Should be, I think.
It kind of depends on what you're doing. Again, if you're just a bunch of people in a room feeling free, that's one thing. But if you're starting to manipulate people,
that becomes
a whole different animal.
I only need to tell you what the organizers are saying. You know? I mean, they're saying it in their own words. Create a safe space for kids seeking other outlets in their life. Well, what kind of other outlets are you talking about?
Yes.
A platform for these kids that need a safe space to be themselves. What are you giving on display? Anyway, that's tackle one. Tackle two, I don't, this is a completely off-the-wall question. But we have an email from a wife of someone that cannot stop hiccuping. And this has been going on for...
Hiccuping?
Almost a week.
Oh, wow.
Can't stop the hiccups.
Any idea how it started?
Evidently, it's happened before. I'm paraphrasing this email just because it's detailed, but it's happened before, but many years ago, and now it's back, and it stops when they sleep, but otherwise it doesn't. So,
send them to the drag show?
Well, there is something about scaring people, and isn't there? Isn't that a thing?
A couple hours at that show, they might be gone. You never know. It gets your mind off the hiccups, if nothing else.
I've heard that before, where you scare somebody, and then the hiccups stop. But in all seriousness, if we can help, we always love helping a listener out. So you can, again, call us. You can email us. You can text us. Telephone number, 701, this is to call us, 258-0550. Text us, 237-1590, 701-237-1590, or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's Tackle Topic 2. Tom in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I would like to encourage all of your listeners out there to get ahead of the game with the drag queen agenda here. And that what's going to happen is they're going to try to get into the public schools. And one of their things, the way that they operate is they will go to the school and say, what are the things that you want us to support? In other words, they will take some of the positive things that may be part of their counseling program, and they will incorporate that into their presentation. The thing to do is to go to your school boards ahead of time. And to ask them, if you get a request from some of these groups, are you going to allow them into the school to conduct a lyceum or to meet with art students? And that's being proactive. That's getting ahead of the game. But I believe that's just around the corner. That's the next step in the process. Not only with the drag queens, you could have this with some other groups, Wicca. There's a group of witches. They do positive things, I've read. They all want to get into the public schools because they realize that that's the way that they're going to gain momentum for their movement.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let me play a little role play for you, Tom. You go to your school board, you go to your school administrators, and you say, hey, if these groups come in, what are you going to do? What's the reaction? They're going to say, what do you mean by these groups?
Oh, well, you have to be able to identify. You got to do your homework, and you have to be able to identify what they've done you know, outside of the school system. They had a big rally in Fargo. There were, I think, about 200 people there. I don't know how many kids were there. But the Fargo Forum really jumped on that, showed pictures of them hugging the kids, and this big 200-pound guy looked like a woman, you know, hugging these two little kids, that type of thing. And, see, then what's going to happen is you'll start the drag queen movement in the schools, where kids will think it's okay. You know, add that on to the homosexual, add that on to the transgender, and the drag queen thing gets extremely mixed up, and I could give examples of that. It's just something you don't want. And you have to talk to people ahead of time, the legislators, same way, and try to get ahead of the game here a little bit with what they're trying to do. And what they're trying to do is really, really bad, believe me. It's really bad. You don't want little innocent kids to be corrupted.
That's grooming. This is grooming. That's what it is. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, it ought to be illegal. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. A texter says, if you have to reassure the community that your event is family friendly and appropriate, then there's already something wrong. Good point. Another, to the objection from Todd, if you don't like it, then just don't go. Yes, that works for adult shows, but when kids are not choosing to go, they are being groomed, especially at the hands of their parents. Plus, this is outdoors for a reason, which negatively impacts the neighborhood, which is already a low-income and sketchy-looking area. Interesting that it, I hadn't thought of that. Why outdoors? Right? Why outdoors?
Really? That's kind of to provide an escape route, hopefully.
Yeah. Other comments coming in. Scott, you better send one of your news people down to cover the drag show. A couple of years ago, the VFW in downtown Fargo had a drag show in the basement. These organizations like the Elks are probably hard up for money.
True.
Well, to me, hard up for money or not, you got to have standards.
Well,
you're speaking volumes when you're saying it's okay to have that here. Another listener says, why do groups like these grown men dressing in their mom's clothes feel like they need attention? Excuse me, feel like they need to entertain children? Precisely. I think it's, I don't know how else to say this, but it's recruitment. It's grooming. How is it anything but? And if you want to call me a knuckle-dragging, you know, prude, fine, do it. I'm asking. I am. 701-258-0550. You tell me. Text us. 701-237-1590. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Short break. And when we come back, more of your calls, questions, and comments. Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. As always, it's Friday, so get those questions in early for him as well.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Queen has died. Long live the King. King Charles III will address a mourning world today from England. With America no longer able to help Europe combat its energy crisis due to Russia's shutting down of a major pipeline and President Biden's extreme regulations on the gas and oil industries in the United States, European energy ministers are meeting today in Brussels. Diplomats said the countries are keen on the idea of imposing a cap on the revenue earned by nuclear, renewable, and other non-gas producers of electricity. A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist, but exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis out in Nevada. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched that of the politician. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can press my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA's Friday. Every location has the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99. Don't forget the 4-for-4 special as well. Pick up some pizza corn pizzas this weekend, $6.79. Fountain pop, any size, 79 cents. And, of course, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Meatballs in Euland, meatloaf on NP Avenue, tater tot hot dish, Glendon, and 45th today. Cheeseburger hot dish at West Main, West Fargo. Fried chicken, fish and fries in Valley City, or Salisbury steak in Valley City. Good. PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. 701-258-0550. Our telephone number for you to weigh in today on the program. Texter says on drag shows, parents are the gatekeeper of their children. The insanity needs to stop with the parents. Interesting take. Jay Thomas is here from Rides.
Hey, buddy.
Jay's show Rides is premiering this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow. Can't believe it.
Yeah, so a new season of Rides.
Yeah.
And folks can watch it in North Dakota.
Yeah, it's here on Saturday. The new season starts on KVLY Channel 11 and then reruns Sundays at 10:30 a.m. on Channel 4. You folks out in Bismarck, it'll be on K-Fire, but it will not air out there till it airs nationally in mid-November. But you can get it now if you go to, if you've got the smart TV, when the show airs, reload everything up on what they call over-the-top television. So you can go to your YouTube channel and find it. You can go to Ruco TV and find it. You can go to Fire Stick and find it. You can go to, like, you know, Samsung TVs have their own TV channel, so you can find it there. And it's always up there. So if you don't want to wait till November for you folks out, and I know there's a big following out in central and western North Dakota, you can watch it now. You're just not going to see it on K-Fire till mid-November.
If somebody has no idea what it is, what is Rides?
Rides is it's a show. It's unlike any other car show. Most car shows on TV, it's, okay, we're fixing this car up start to finish. Nobody just goes out and looks at these gems. And that's what this show is. This is the fourth season. And we just go out and look. We look for the common hardworking guy, gal, that, you know, the vehicle has to have a story to it. It can't be, well, I just bought this at the auction, come film. There's no story to it. Now, if you bought it at the auction because it was your dad's car when you were growing up, you wanted it back, that's a story. Exactly. So it's, and You know, some, and everybody, not everybody, a lot of people will email us, say, yeah, I'd like to be on your show or have you take a look at what I have, but it's not a show car. It's not about show cars. It's just about a really cool classic car or even a modern car that's got a great story. And it's not just cars. It's cars, motorcycles. We've done tractors. This season we've done airplanes. We've done crazy vehicles that a lot of people have probably never seen or heard of. We try to make sure there's one of those in each episode. Anybody heard of a Pulse car from the 80s? There's a gentleman here in town that has one.
What's the brand?
Pulse. It's called a Pulse car.
That'd be like the equivalent of GM or Ford.
It's a three-wheel car. It looks like a rocket ship.
I do not remember that.
These were made, and Domino's bought up a bunch of them in the 80s and were using them for their delivery vehicles. And like I said, it's the craziest. The guy wanted me to take it out on the interstate. The car will do like 85. I'm like, I'm not taking this death machine on the interstate. I'll go down like Main Avenue, but I'm not taking it on the interstate.
Great story.
It's a great story. You're going to see some really cool shops and garages. That segment's called Hangouts. The episode, though, that is going to blow people's minds, and we had to make it an entire episode. We went down to a place called the Hemi Hideout outside of Houston, Texas. This place, $50 million man cave. It is the largest freestanding timber structure in the state of Texas. And this guy has close to 4,000 signs in there. And every single one of them are original. There are no repops. There's one he paid almost $1 million for. It's nuts. And we're going to do stuff like that once in a while. But again, the show is about just the people that think they could never be on a TV show and show off their car. We did a Mustang. It's been in the family from day one. It's 67. And there's some rust on it, but it's all original. And the story behind it is fantastic.
Wow.
That's the stuff we do, man.
Hang out here, but Jay. Okay. We'll talk more about that and remind folks. I think there's a watch party, too, this week.
There is, yeah, tomorrow.
Dan in Hillsboro, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about hiccups. First, just one comment about the drag show. I think it can be family friendly if nobody shows, including the organizers. Otherwise, not. But hiccuping, I had the same problem once and learned that I'd actually been taking ibuprofen for about 3 days. It's a very rare side effect of ibuprofen that can cause hiccuping. I hurt so bad for days after I got done my ribcage. So I don't do ibuprofen more than just maybe once or twice, and certainly not for 2 days in a row.
How'd you stop it?
I stopped it by stopping ibuprofen, and after about 18 hours, they started going away.
Oh, wow. So we have a listener,
okay,
whose husband has been hiccuping for days.
I have the cure, and it will work.
Let's have it.
Get a glass of water, 3 quick sips, count to 7.
Like holding your breath.
You're going to go, sip, 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 drink it, quick. Okay. Hold your breath, count to 7, take 3 more sips, hold your breath, count to 7, 3 more sips, count to 7, and then just take a big inhale and exhale. They will be gone.
Is that right?
They will be gone.
The J. Thomas Remedy.
You know where I got that? An episode of Columbo. And I got hiccups one time so bad. And you're right. You're right, man. Your rib cage hurts. I tried it. They were gone immediately. I could not believe it.
Wow.
Unbelievable. It works.
Well, maybe we should get this person in here and try all these as we go.
What else have you heard?
Knock it down. What was the other one, Todd? I don't know that we've had any others. I've seen some texts, I guess, that have come in here a little bit.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Somebody had told me peanut butter one time. I've never had the problem, so. But I suppose if you shove enough peanut butter in your face, you can't help but quit hiccuping.
There's no shame in eating a lot of peanut butter.
This one I can't quite figure out. I had the same problem 20 years ago. I went to a hospital in Minneapolis. The doctor gave me something to make me pass gas. Problem was solved. I don't get the. It seems like the other end.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Moving the hiccup through the body.
And one big hiccup on the other end. Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh,
I didn't know
goodness.
Those moved through the body, but that makes some sense when you think about it. But
listener says, what would the response be to a heterosexual dance show of a similar nature?
Oh, protesting. Oh, man. Then you'd get canceled.
You think it'd be canceled?
Well, of course. Well, you know this cancel culture.
Well, I wish they would cancel this, to tell you the truth. Listener says, Zoo Montana and Billings had a drag queen event in the spring. Many people protested, but they still have the event. This is happening all over. It needs to be stopped. They are wanting to groom children to think perverted activities are normal.
Well, did you see that teacher? It's on TikTok with all the just the horrific, just explicit books she has for her children in the classroom. And the superintendent of that school's like, I got no problem with this. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know how you stop these. I don't know how you stop them. I don't think you'd ever get lawmakers to, you know, pass a law. I don't even know if you could. Was it a caller, Scott, or was it a listener emailed you? It starts at the parents. Just don't bring your kids to these things. It's that simple.
Well, yeah. I just wonder. This thing's outside in a neighborhood.
Well, you know, anytime you have adults manipulating kids, whether it's at a drag show or a pizza place or a fast food restaurant or a convenience store, it doesn't matter where it is,
yeah,
nobody should be manipulating kids in the first place.
Well, they shouldn't be, but you know what? The world's not fair, and you're going to run into stuff like this. And, again, it starts with the parents. The parents have just got to, you know, say, no, my child is not going to be involved in this. It's in a neighborhood?
Yes, the Elks neighborhood. And they're doing it outside. That's what I'm saying.
What are they doing? At somebody's house or a
park? No, Fargo Elks Lodge.
At the Elks Lodge.
Yeah, what are they thinking?
I honestly didn't even think the Elks was still around.
Yeah, they're doing it at the Elks Lodge. The listener says, Scott, when I was 5 in 1970, my only concern was learning how to ride my Schwinn bike without training wheels.
Yeah, there you go.
There are other things to do besides hunting and fishing. Brian, Bo Bells, North Dakota, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, yeah, I was calling about the hiccup thing.
Okay.
So about 3 months ago, I hiccuped for 2 days just steady. I tried the water and holding your breath, tried everything, Google. And my wife used to be a CNA, so she just reached at the bottom of my chest in the middle there and massaged kind of up in there, and it was like 10 seconds, it was gone.
No and kidding.
About 10 minutes later, it came back just for a second, and I did it myself, and it was gone, and it's never come back. So she's like an old-school nursing-type person, so we've been married over 31 years. I don't think there's a day I've never been... I've always been glad I met her.
Is she listening right now?
For many reasons, besides the hiccups being cured. Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what I needed to say.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. I hope we're helping here. I hope we're helping. But this is, I think, going to be a week tomorrow.
A week?
Yeah.
I'll have to steal this and ask my listeners this afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to come up with some solutions.
Yeah, I threw some on Facebook just now because I'm sure there's some real good solutions out there.
Yeah.
I also heard that Miller J Lifes work really well, too.
This message brought to you by. Yeah. Exactly right. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with Larry on the road. You're next up to go, and more text rolling in on this as well. Jay Thomas with us. He's going to tell us where you can watch the premiere of Rides, fourth season, right?
This is season four.
This is season four of Rides, and the debut party is happening at Three Lions Pub in West Fargo.
Yeah, tomorrow, 4 to 6, show airs at 5. And we want to thank Dave's Classic Cars for sponsoring it. Also, Three Lions Pub, Gray Media, KVLY-TV, and also AM 1100, The Flag, and 970 WDAY. We're going to have a blast, and hopefully our swag got here in time. We're hoping to have a bunch of rides hats.
Oh, swag. I love the swag. Say, if you're considering going back to school, no advanced education and career, now is the time to act. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degrees in several fields, business to criminal justice, education to healthcare. You finish your degree or begin a new one. The beauty of this is UMary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. They offer credit for previous experience so you can complete your degree sooner by earning credit for experience you already have. If you use the promo code Scott, they will waive the application fee. Online.umary.edu. If you've ever considered going back to school to advance your education or your career, now is the time to act with the University of Mary. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deal. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, for another great year, What's on Your Mind will be live at the Butler Arena All 3 days again this year for Big Iron. Always fun to walk around, see all the big ag equipment. And the Butler Arena allows you to see all the great technology and equipment from Fendt, Lexicon, Rogator, Challenge, and Kloss. Combines, the planters, trackers, tractors. Butler has what growers need to see and learn about. So when you come out to Big Iron this year, make sure you stop by and see us. We're in the Butler Arena, broadcasting live all 3 days. And if you tell us you stand for the flag, we're going to toss you a flag cap. We'll have a lot of live guests, a lot of fun, and really looking forward to tackling some key ag topics, too. So we'll see you at Big Iron. Red River Valley Fairgrounds, West Fargo, broadcasting live at the Butler Arena, brought to you by Intelligent and Butler Machinery on What's on Your Mind. Listener says, why do groups like these grown men dressing in their mom's clothes feel like they need to entertain children? Yeah, I'm getting a few along the lines. It is grooming, says another, to force kids to worship Magic Man in the sky. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Is it grooming? Is it grooming to force kids to worship Magic Man in the sky?
I don't understand.
Some people find church to be just as creepy as a kid's drag show.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Magic Man in the sky to this listener is God. Yeah. Scott, you're not a prude. You're a man with morals and standards. These drag shows, says another, are another way for Satan to infiltrate the minds of children and distort and destroy the family unit. Satan will use whatever means he can to create confusion and get people to believe a lie because he is the father of lies. Drag shows are another way for Satan to show his contempt and hatred toward God and his creation. Speaking of which, did you know that Joe Biden appointed a... do you see this story, Doug?
Witch?
Yeah, I didn't mean. I didn't mean it in the.
Lee, I am dying to know the connection on this one.
Okay, so a fellow by the name of Dimitri Theskalakis, and I'm not saying that anywhere near to what it is, but yeah. So Dimitri was just appointed by Joe Biden to be the official White House National Monkeypox Response Deputy Coordinator.
Oh, good.
Okay. It's a national.
We got another Dr. Fugazi on our hands, in other words.
Monkeypox Response Deputy Coordinator. He proudly wears the official symbol of the Church of Satan.
What?
The pentagram. Joe Biden has appointed a Satanist to a high level White House position.
Where's that story coming from?
It's all over.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's all over. It should be all over.
Yeah,
but it's not as all over
as it ought to be. Yeah. Scott, it is all over. We still got 2 more years.
It should be all over, yeah.
No kidding.
It should be all over, yeah. Hiccups, says another, are the result of a spasming diaphragm muscle right below your rib cage. We have the little medical advice here. You need to take slow, deep breaths and hold for a few seconds, then slowly let it back out in order to relax the muscle. Hope we're helping here. You need to take slow, deep breaths and hold for a few seconds, then slowly let it back out in order to relax the muscle.
There's some interesting ones popping on my Facebook page, by the way. One of them, I don't think this would work.
But no.
Naked photo of Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Come on. I know the shock value stuff. Again, you said it. If you get scared enough, you just might.
Oh, my gosh.
That might.
Here's one I'm guessing that Jay might approve of.
Okay.
Hiccups cure. I learned while bartending at Whitey's in the 80s.
Oh, man, there's a blast from the past,
yeah,
huh, Scotty?
Exactly right. Whitey's in East Grand Forks, man. What a legend. Talk about a story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Swallow a shot of Rose's lime juice and hold your breath for at least 10 seconds, then slowly inhale.
Oh, my mom. My mom used to get so mad at my sister and I because she would have that Rose's lime juice in the fridge and... Since, of course, there's no alcohol in it, but we just love the taste of it. So we'd go in there and take a little, and then it was time for her to have cocktails with her friends. There'd be like none left, and she'd get so mad at us.
So some good ones there. Some good ones there. Last one here says, the founding fathers would be rolling in their graves if they knew they gave rights to drag queens to perform in public.
I don't know if there's a way you can outlaw it.
Well, I think grooming should be outlawed. I think anything you're doing involving kids should be outlawed. You know, I mean, you parents can't abuse a child.
No, they can't.
Right. So you know, I mean, taking
Isn't
a child, you know, a five-year-old child. Imagine a five-year-old child going there to see.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I can't either. I can't wrap my mind around. I think it should be illegal.
But once you
disgusting.
Open, look, I mean, I'm not for these drag shows either. I mean, I'm to each their own. But you know, this stuff should not be geared towards kids. But if you open that Pandora's box where you say, okay, we're going to make it illegal to groom kids, well, you better make sure that that thing is written, I mean, to a T, because anything could fall under that.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think what's happening at this drag show should not be something that's allowed, especially this is an outdoor event.
When is it?
Saturday.
Saturday? I may have to talk about that today, too.
Yeah, Saturday, September 10th, all ages drag show.
No, I've got a premiere of rides, something that's family-friendly.
That is family-friendly.
There you go.
And by the way, KVOY, Saturdays at 5, Sundays on KX4 at 10:30 in the morning. The host of rides, Jay Thomas, and, of course, the host of the Jay
Thomas
show.
And what's the app that's on the smart TVs?
On your smart TV, you can just get you can download the Valley News Live app, VNL app, and boom, there you go. It's on your smart TVs as well.
There you go. So out west, you can still watch it.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to wait till mid-November.
Congrats, Jay.
Thanks, brother.
You bet. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next. Don't go away.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.